So how did it come to be that you ended up with Ajahn Chah? What was it like that first time that you met Ajahn Chah?
Well, the first time I met Ajahn Chah was really intimidating because I was really newly ordained. My teacher at where I took ordination encouraged me to go up. He says, Ajahn Chah is a very good teacher. Go up and pay respects and spend a bit of time. So then I did. I took his suggestion, went up there, and I arrived, and it's you pay respects to the senior monk, the teacher, when you arrive. So I did that, and then Ajahn Chah just kind of looked at me, with no real expression, and then he just said, "If you want to stay here, you have to stay at least 5 years."
Well, what was your reaction to that? To be intimidating?
Oh, yeah, that was intimidating. Yeah, exactly. So, 5 years. 5 years. I'm in my early 20s. I mean, 5 years is the rest of your life.
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I just couldn't quite get my mind around that, even though I did love the monastery and the him as a teacher and the kind of community and the example of the lay community as well. I mean, there just seemed to be such sincerity that I was really drawn to it. But yeah, just that idea of a long-term commitment was just too much. So I left after a month, and then then I went and stayed in a small meditation monastery in central Thailand, and the teacher there he taught a particular method. He was quite well known at the time. He had a few Western disciples, so I wasn't too strange. And he did have a monk who could do some translation. An Indian monk could translate his teachings. So I stayed there and practiced. Although at that early few months of that, then he wasn't there so much. He was back and forth. He was in the process of kind of winding down a monastery that he had lived at as a teacher for a while, and he was building his own place. So I was in this new, quite small place. So it was very quiet. It was out in the countryside. And I was able to do a lot of practice, and I really enjoyed it. And then I was there for longer and longer. Then I just kept thinking of Ajahn Chah, that I've got to go back. I've got to go back and give myself to Ajahn Chah. 5 years is 5 years. You've got to do it.